open it right up for questions for Safety Corey Griffin.
Can you put your finger on kind of what happened in the, I know they had a short field twice for you guys in the third quarter, but just kind of seemed like you guys could not get them off the field and they're down again.
Well, it all comes back to execution, lining up, you know, putting your eyes where they need to be and executing. So, I mean, we couldn't get lined up, you know, or execute the defense, so.
Were there issues with getting play calling time and getting lined up, or just guys not getting in the right spots, or what were you seeing?
It was a little bit of both. Everybody not getting the call, not lining up. You know, at times, some people get the call, other people don't. I mean, it all comes back to, you know, communication, so. Definitely. When they started speeding up, you know, it was kind of hard to, you know, get the plays and, you know, communicate across the board because, you know, when they did certain things, we had to communicate throughout the defense, and we did not do that, nor did we get lined up or execute the defense again.
I mean, this isn't the first time y'all faced a fast offense like that.
Yeah.
Why was it unique to today, these particular problems, do you think?
I'm really not sure. You know, we repped the defense all week. I mean, I guess when we've seen it live, it was, you know, different speed, different tempo than what we saw in practice. So.
After you got hurt, were you pretty concerned that it was a lot worse than it
turned out
to be?
When I first got hurt, I thought I tore everything in my knee. After I, you know, walked it off, I got on the bike, and I mean, I was still hurt, but I wasn't coming out, so.
Can you talk about kind of what went through your mind on Duke's last drive there, the last play?
What happened? The screen?
Throw back to the tight end on the left side.
Well, on that play, we had an original call, and you know, they signaled in a call at last minute. So I'm trying to communicate with AJ, and as I'm communicating with AJ, they snapped the ball. My eyes going to backfield. My man's gone, leaked out the backside, and they threw it for a touchdown.
Can you talk about the play that AJ made at the end, though, that basically short-circuited that one drive where he ran the guy down? What was your
That play was huge. Overlapping each other with great effort. You know, I was in the post. The guy broke, and I couldn't get him on the ground. But AJ made a great hustle play, and you know, got the ball out, and step recovered it. So it was a great effort play.
You talked about, you know, signaling the play in at the last minute there on that throwback. Is that the issue with guys getting lined up right to your field?
No, not at all. It has nothing to do with, you know, the play calls. It's just the will and want to get lined up, you know, listen and communicate, because at times we weren't listening to each other. AJ made a couple calls that, you know, didn't get through to the guys in front of him, and which caused a couple busts. So just got to work on communication and, you know, listening. So.
Anything else for Corey?
I'm curious, Duke, what's your kind of overall feel that you had the two turnovers, two third down, fourth down stops, but on the other hand, you know, they racked up some yards and points,
yeah.
But you win. So, like, what's how do you feel when you look back and think about how the defense played overall? What's your?
It was bittersweet. You know, first half, you know, we did what we were supposed to do, got a couple, you know, three and outs, turnovers, you know, things that we've been, you know, looking for all season. And, go out second half, lackadaisical, you know, not executing, and somehow, you know, some way we pulled through.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
Thanks,